When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Blake's True Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Do you need a few more Z's when you try to get a good night's sleep? If you deal with lack of quality sleep or insomnia, even the thought of exercise seems out of reach. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. Modern exercise such as swimming, stretching, yoga, or biking could hold the prescription of a better night's sleep. Here's the key. It needs to be consistent on a weekly basis for at least 30 minutes, three times a week. This habit of moderate exercise could result in achieving better health and sleep. Choose an exercise where you can do the activity and still carry on a conversation. This promotes and produces deep sleep, which is where your body and mind are rejuvenated. How can this happen? The body releases chemicals, endorphins, in your bloodstream, and that is a good thing. Keep listening to more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educators, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, May 28th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Slo County Elections Office faces shortage of poll workers for June primary. Procession for former Atascadero Fire Chief this Friday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with showers today, highs in the mid-50s, it's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Elections Office is facing a shortage of poll worker staffing ahead of the primary election. A news release from the Clerk Recorder's Office says that 8 facilities remain short-staffed, and this could cause some polling places in the North County to be consolidated if they remain unfilled. It is not too late for community members to volunteer to serve at polling locations. The Elections Office still needs inspector roles, which are expected to work the full day, ensuring that the polling site is properly set up and staffed from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Inspectors will also work with Elections Office staff to solve any issues that arise on Election Day. Volunteers will be trained on Saturday. San Luis Obispo County Elections Office also says it'll be open for early voting starting Saturday, May 30th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Elections Office will be open for early in-person voting, which will allow voters to cast their ballot and have their signature verified on the spot, allowing votes to be included in election night results. County Clerk Recorder Elena Cano says that she hopes the ability to vote early and in person will inspire many voters to check voting off the to-do list before Tuesday. Former Atascadero Fire Chief passes away at age 77. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services has announced the passing of its former fire chief, Michael Paul McCain. McCain passed away peacefully at the age of 77 on May 17th. The city says he began his career with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department and later joined the Atascadero Fire Department in 1971. He rose to the ranks and eventually retired as fire chief in 2000. He was deeply proud of his service and the friendships he built throughout his career, the city says. Atascadero Fire will lead a procession with Mike's family from Chapel of the Roses to Pine Mountain Cemetery in Atascadero on Friday, May 29th for the graveside service, beginning at 11 a.m. The city says attendees are invited to wear Hawaiian-themed shirts or dresses, as Mike enjoyed bright colors and felt that shorts are always appropriate attire. Paso Robles High School's athletic department is now accepting nominations for the 2026 Paso Robles High School Athletic Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame honors former student athletes, coaches, teams, and administrators and contributors who have made a lasting impact on Bearcat athletics through excellence, achievement, leadership, and service. Community members are encouraged to submit nominations for individuals or teams they believe have helped shape Bearcat athletics. Nominations can be done online at prhs.pasoschools.org. Nominations are due June 22nd. Inductees will be recognized during the Bearcats home football game Friday, October 2nd at War Memorial Stadium. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District is pleased to announce the appointment of a new Director of District Data, Assessment, and Plan Alignment. Doreen Castillo, with over 18 years of experience in administrative educational leadership, will serve in this role for the district. The position oversees district data systems, student assessments, and strategic alignment of educational plans, ensuring that data-driven insights translate into collaborative, community-wide success for students according to the district. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 4-1, the Mariners over the Athletics 9-1, the Phillies shut out the Padres 3-0, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 3-2, the Tigers shut out the Angels 4-0, the Yankees shut out the Royals 7-0. Tonight, the Angels will face the Tigers. In California news, a veteran in Southern California, 69-year-old Kerry Sheeran, died a few days after he was assaulted outside of his home in Escondido. Police have arrested Thomas Butler, a 32-year-old who was said to have continued beating Sheeran even after he fell to the ground. Sharon's family says it was a brutal and unprovoked attack, and there has been speculation that the attack was because of Sharon's political beliefs. Sharon's home has an extensive collection of U.S. flags and signs supporting Donald Trump. Investigators say they do not have enough information to confirm a motive. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law ahead of Tuesday's primary that prohibits any person, including federal agents, from accessing voter rolls or election technology without a court order. Newsom says this is to prevent any interference with the midterms from the Trump administration. Law enforcement officers are also restricted from disrupting election workers, except in the case of emergencies. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. New American Sheep Industry Association Executive Director Mike Michener on some of the ongoing issues the sheep industry is facing and what they are actively working on, including the H-2A Visa Ag Worker Program.
So on the cost side, we talked a lot about labor costs, particularly the H-2A visa issue. Our producers are paying so much for their H-2A labor, and it's such a bureaucratic burden, all the paperwork and everything they have to do. So if we could help simplify the process and lower those H-2A costs for our producers, because they're getting squeezed on both sides. You know, you've got imports really depressing prices for lamb meat, but you've got their costs going up, so they're really getting squeezed on both sides.
In addition, producers are dealing with predator losses and depressed prices due to a 40% increase in lamb imports. Thus, ASI is focused on market promotion tools funded by the Foreign Agricultural Service.
One in particular is the Quality Samples Program that we really use in China to promote American wool. And that's important because we're not just promoting the sale of American wool to China as an endpoint. China actually has all that first stage processing capacity for wool. So that first stage processing is critical because that's the entry point into the global wool textile market.
Mike Michener, Executive Director of the American Sheep Industry Association.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our early bird sale. You can see all the results of that sale at northernlivestockvideo.com. Record-breaking prices on these calves. Our June sale comes up June 24th, the early summer special. If you want to be part of that sale, get your contract into us by June 5th. We can do the filming anytime over the next couple weeks after that. Early summer special for Northern Livestock Video. Call us at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplements low moisture blocks available with Altacid or Clarify help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. America's demand for meat continues to grow, even as the cost of beef, pork, and chicken rises. Industry analysis shows meat sales hit $112 billion in 2025, with more than 98% of American households purchasing meat for daily meals. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is forecasting consumption of beef, pork, and chicken to rise in 2026. Homegrown meat continues to be a staple for America's families, American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said. Despite higher prices at the grocery store, families trust America's farmers and ranchers to grow the food that is put on the grill and on dinner tables across the country. USDA reported that the average retail price for beef set a record in April at $9.64 per pound, up about 13% from the previous year. Beef prices remain elevated by strong demand and the smallest U.S. cattle herd in 75 years. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Cloudy skies today with about a quarter inch of rain, highs in the upper 50s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some showers tonight, then clearing up overnight, lows in the upper 40s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine mixed in tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, continuing through Thursday next week. Low 80s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, mid 80s on Monday and Tuesday, low 90s Wednesday, 87 a week from today. Currently it is 53 degrees with showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower. The major averages closed at records yesterday. Crude oil prices are narrowly higher, but still under $100 a barrel. Prices rose in April. The increase was expected because of higher gas prices. For the year ending in April, the PCE price index rose 3.8%. Excluding food and energy, core PCE was up 3.3%. Software company Snowflake opened 34% higher. Its quarter was dramatically upbeat. It announced an artificial intelligence deal with Amazon Web Services. Salesforce shares down more than 2%. Wall Street was hoping for a stronger forecast. Chipmaker Marvell Technology shares up more than 2% after its strong earnings. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, SimpliSafe Home Security, they do things differently. With SimpliSafe, you get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around a buck a day without any long-term commitment. SimpliSafe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplisafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplisafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Okay, we're ready to go. Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Remember, they are your Honda Power Equipment dealer, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL. We can talk about just about anything that the FCC allows us. In other words, the government.
KPRL. KPRL.
Got drunk in the head and bone crying.
Morning Exchange.
There you have it. Coming up this afternoon, more political stuff as we get ready for the elections. And it's sound off. And Eric will be in, and he'll be talking with Randall Jordan about the elections here in the county and the state. And also, Dan Dow will be in talking about the budget needs with the district attorney's office. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Also, want to go back to a couple of things. Again, this has to do with the bond. And it was one of the comments that Loftus made about the 80-year-old, not the 80, the 1980 building. It was in 1950. Before I go to that, though, well, we're here because we have the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Christopher. So yesterday at the Water Authorities meeting, they went ahead with the resolution to tax certain people over the water basin the $22.90. We'll just say $23 an acre foot of water use, and patted themselves on the back and whatever the usual BS. And then he talked about their fallowing program. You know, I brought up something. The fallowing program is only good where you're changing crops where you have a problem with the groundwater and the problem with the people with the shallow wells. The fallowing does no good. And I'll give you an example. Creston, there's a monitor in the fire station at Creston. Creston Fire Station sits in the middle of an alfalfa field and surrounded then by vineyards and other stuff. The water in that monitor for the last 2 years has been 15 feet below the surface of the ground. There's not a problem with the elevation of the water in the subarea of Creston. So fallowing in Creston would serve no purpose. But over in another area on El Pomar, South El Pomar and Creston Road, they just replanted about 200 acres of grapes. Now, over in that area in the last 12 years, the water has dropped 300 feet. And 27 wells have been replaced, and there's other problems. And they're monitoring wells. There's 5 monitoring wells in that area. And 4 of those wells can't be read because they're not deep enough to reach the water. So in that area, there would be a reason to do certain things. But these guys don't look at that stuff because they're not really managers. So they need $600,000 to get them from July 1st to January, because they're going to put this tax on the property tax rolls for these individuals for the water they use. And they have themselves like a 10% buffer, because there's going to be people that are going to be able to say that their interpretation of the evaporation of what comes off their property minus the rainfall, which is an assumption and an estimate, they're going to get out of the tax. So I believe they're going to come up short, but they're supposed to be fully funded July 1st. So I don't know how you are fully funded July 1st unless you can borrow $600,000 to get you to when you start getting property tax money.
Greg, who is the Hallmark Group?
They're a consulting firm that is managing. They were hired to just kind of run the meetings, to be like the secretary at the meetings. And then they gave them a bigger position as being like the general manager of the situation. So the young guy that's running the meetings and acting as the general manager and his company, they're a major portion of this $1 million that they need.
Okay, and the reason why I ask, because I see a lot of transaction with money with the Hallmark Group, and it's not, $100. It's in the, $28,000, $16,000, and higher. I see the city of Paso Robles, $48,000. My question is, so this so-called the Groundwater Authority, these 5 people, they have hired somebody to do the consulting for them.
They have hired this group to actually do the work that they claim they wanted to do.
Weren't they hired? Well, that's my point. So you have these 5 people who really aren't, at least on the outside, aren't doing the work, so they're hiring somebody to do the work.
Correct. So you have John Hammond, Bruce Gibson, Matt Turrentine, and Hillary Graves. And I got to tell you, yesterday you asked Christopher, hey, what is the percentage of fat in your brain? I think you said it was 60%.
Yeah.
There's at least 2 of those people on that board. Their fat content is like 99%. they don't understand. The very first thing I told them that they should understand is SGMA, the Sustainability Groundwater Management Act, specifically said it does not change groundwater law. So with that being said, and I said, you need to repeat that like every 5 minutes, repeat that SGMA does not change groundwater law. So this Hillary Graves woman is all upset because they're not charging de minimis users. And she feels that they should be paying their fair share for management over the basin. And John Hammond agreed with her and says it's so bad because the residents in Paso Robles are de minimis users and they're having to pay blah, 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 blah. So when I get up there to speak, I say, okay, first off, you have to say to yourself, the Sustainability Groundwater Management Act did not change water law. the definition in water law of a de minimis user is a private well owner in the unincorporated area that owns and lives over the land, that lives on the land, that has a well that uses 2 acre feet of water or less. That's the definition, the legal term, and what you're supposed to do. The residents in Paso Robles do not own the water under their land, do not have a private well. They bought into a city.
Right.
They bought into the city to get water delivered to them through a water meter from a water district.
So you're telling me that the mayor of Paso Robles doesn't understand that?
Yeah, he's howdy doody. He don't get it. He don't get it, and he's upset that the residents have to pay a little bit because they're on water meters, and the city's the one making the money. The money's supposed to pay for the infrastructure and the upkeep, which we know the cities are out of money, and they don't pay for infrastructure and upkeep. They keep asking to raise the rates, right?
Okay, so is the mayor upset that the city of Paso Robles, meaning the taxpayers, have paid over $4 million to fight people who have a legal right to have the water under their property?
Well, that's so funny. He didn't bring that up. They've spent close to $5 million on that deal, but he didn't ask the ratepayers on water meters there, do you want to be in a lawsuit so that we can try to change water law? Why did they lose all the court battles? Because they're trying to change water law. They don't like the fact that if you have an issue in the basin, it has to be the whole basin. And if you want to call the basin overdrafted, that means a complete basin is overdrafted. It doesn't mean a certain part here or a certain part there. So that being said, and I gave them an email, showed them an email from the Department of Water Resources. It was them that it was this board that wanted to be, it was actually the county, wanted to be in that situation because the only deal was they'd have to turn in a report 2 years earlier, but they would get grant money. And they could use this in court to claim, look, we're an overdrafted basin.
Yep.
But it didn't work for them.
All right. And quickly, because I got a call that's waiting.
Yeah, so anyway, the bottom line is they're going to go forward. They're going to try to put this on the taxes. And remember, this $1 million only pays for an attorney and that Hallmark group. It doesn't do anything for the basin or anybody else. It pays their consultant friends.
Yep. All right, you've warned us about that. Thanks for the update. Got to go.
Okay, bye.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've got, an issue. And I thought I might put out there. A couple of days ago, we went through a little drive-through at the post office where they have the drop boxes. And my wife, she went up and there's ballots. Like she went to stuff her mail in there. We weren't stuffing ballots in, but there was ballots sticking out, and she had to like actually grab them and try to push them down in there. So there's so many people dropping their mail off that it's getting full, and she went in to report it, and they just said that's not their job, and that was the end of it. So if you're dropping your ballots off, make sure they go inside. Otherwise, people are just going to like pull them out.
Again, I want to be clear. So your wife went in and just said, hey, there's an issue going on here, and their response was it's not their job?
Yeah, it's the scheduled time where they empty them out. They can't go out and empty them until the right time.
I you know, I don't know what the rules, if the post office is they're not to touch it or, you know, whatever the thing may be. But, you know, the proper response hopefully would have been, thank you, and we will contact somebody to do something about it instead of saying it's not my job.
I agree.
I wouldn't want to hire a person like that.
Yeah, well, just be aware when you're dropping your, you know, mail to make sure it's not falling out the slip where you put it in.
All right. Well, thank you for the heads up, and also for your wife going in and trying to alert the situation.
You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And
hi, good morning.
Yeah, that's a bunch of crap they're saying about the post office not picking up the mail. I worked for the post office for 30 years. When those boxes are full, and if somebody says they're full and they come and tell them, they go out there and they do it immediately. I don't know what he's talking about or who he talked to, but whoever said that should be fired. That's ridiculous. It just makes me so angry that you hear those things happening. And it's happened more than once at Paso. So,
well, when you say it's happened more than once in Paso, is this the? Are you putting the blame on the post office or who?
I'm putting the blame on, I don't know who. Well, it's not the post office is the blame if they don't go out there and pick it up. If someone comes and says the box is overflowing, we always, always, always send somebody right out. It's not a special person. We're all postal employees. Anybody could go out there, the custodian, the letter carrier, the clerk. So I don't know what that person's talking about.
Well, which person? So, the lady that went in or the postal worker?
What's the question? What are you saying?
Now, which person are you referring to when you're saying, I don't know what that person is talking about?
Oh, the person that complained. It was on the radio.
Right, he said that his wife went in and, told him that there's an issue in there. And apparently, again, according to him, his wife said that, well, it's not really our problem from the postal officer.
But that's not correct. That is not correct at all.
Well, wait, I'm trying to clarify this. When you're saying that's not correct, is it not correct of what the man told us or what the postal person is supposed to do?
Well, I'm saying both of them. The person, I don't believe what they said. I can't believe a postal employee would say, well, that's not my job, because that's not true. And the postal person, it's a responsibility to get out there and correct the problem. You know, if you say somebody left, the collection box open, what are they going to say? It's not my job? No, it's all of our jobs. I don't know how many times I personally went out there during Christmas time and emptied. And no, it wasn't the scheduled pickup time, but it was full. Okay. And you empty it.
All right, for the sake of discussion and based on your experience and service, why would somebody call into a radio station and lie?
I have no idea. I have no idea. It doesn't make sense, Kevin. That's the whole thing. It doesn't make sense.
All right. If I can ask, Al, when did you work at the Paso office?
I worked at Tascadero.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, because I know ever since Mike retired at this Paso office, things have, shall we say, changed.
They've gone downhill. A lot of places, the things have gone downhill. They get guys in there that don't know what they're doing, but they don't have a qualified person to fill the places, but it's still a basic responsibility. You know?
Yeah, it's gone downhill faster than an Olympic skier.
Yeah. And I go out there and I let them know, too, when I go there.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Let's see here on the text. I have also found that the blue mail drop box is full several times, overflowing. I have also gone inside to notify them, and the lady stated people put too much mail in it at once and it clogs, basically showing me that she didn't care. Okay. Let's see here. Was this from, that was from the other day. All right. I've got a longer text that I'm going to have to go through before I read it or attempt to read it on the air here, but I do want to get back to this, and I'm going to refer to it as the $400 million bond, and I think all of us should, because that'll be the minimal cost over the long term. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I can verify, on Monday mornings, I have gone through that drive-thru at the post office, more than once when, you know, around 7 o'clock in the morning, and there's been mail basically sticking out of the slot. And so ever since then, I never, on a Monday anyway, go through and drop mail in that drop box. I always park my car and go inside and put it inside the post office. I guess they're just regimented to that, to their particular time to go empty, and they don't want to do it any other time. So, well, be careful how you mail.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know, how it works there, but, you know, at least common sense would say that, all right, they have the regimented time. But if somebody goes in there and says, excuse me, you know, it's overflowing, do you think somebody may take 2 minutes away from their lunch break or whatever the hell excuse it may be and say, okay, I'll go out and check. Thanks for notifying us.
You know, that's probably an issue where somebody's just, you know, at the counter is overwhelmed and busy and doesn't want to hear somebody else's problem. I can't take care of that right now. But, you know, that's an employee problem.
Okay. Well, it's an employee, but it's also a leadership problem. And I don't know if this will make sense, but, you know, most of us in our jobs, we have certain, and it changes, obviously, but we may have certain parts of the week or certain times of the year, month, whatever, where the pace needs to pick up a little bit because of, you know, whatever reasons. And the Postal Service knows that this is a busier time of the year because of the election. You think they might put it into fourth gear?
Yeah, you know, it's the difference between owning your own business and working for somebody else. You just don't have the incentive, I guess, to take the initiative to do something that you need to do.
But most of us go through our job on a daily basis where, you know, we're just kind of go along, and every once in a while there's a hiccup or a bump, and you got to, you know, use your skill and put it into overdrive, all right? And, it's akin to if you go to a restaurant and they tell you, well, it's going to be a long time because we're busy. You know what? If I'm a business, I want to be busy. And when I'm busy, I'm in fifth gear now. I'm going. I'm not just going along at the everyday easy pace. I'm hopping into another gear.
Yeah, you know, especially right now with, you know, voting by mail, you would think that they would, you know, add an extra time or two to go empty the box because more people are dropping off their ballots.
Well, sir.
Maybe they'll get a heads up from all these calls.
hopefully, and I'll see if
we can only hope.
I'll see if I get tarred and feathered when I pull up in the parking lot at 9:15 this morning.
Wear a mask.
No. Nope. Not going to hide.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The County Elections Office is facing a shortage of poll worker staffing ahead of the primary election. A news release from the Clerk Recorder's Office says that 8 facilities remain short-staffed, and this could cause some polling places in the North County to be consolidated if they remain unfilled. Volunteers are still welcome to sign up and will be trained on Saturday. Pass Rebels High School's Athletic Department is now accepting nominations for the 2026 Pass Rebels High School Athletic Hall of Fame. Community members are encouraged to submit nominations for individuals or teams they believe have shaped Bearcat athletics. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies this morning with about a quarter inch of rain, highs in the mid-60s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Iran will either make a deal or the U.S. will finish the job, says President Trump, while U.S. forces launch more defensive strikes against Iran attack drones. And the president warns Oman not to join Iran tolling the Strait of Hormuz or will blow up Oman.
It's got to be perfect. I'm not going to do this. I didn't do this to get a crummy agreement.
While an Iranian official claims Tehran won't back down from its red lines over controlling the Strait of Hormuz and the right to enrich uranium. Homeland Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen warns sanctuary politicians like like New Jersey's Governor Mikey Sherrill, he may have to pull airport customs agents from major hubs like Newark if the states keep blocking ICE cooperation.
I'm going to have to pull Customs and Border Protection officers out of being able to process international flights and put them helping our ICE agents.
After Democrat Governor Sherrill and two senators joined ICE protests in Newark, America's listening to Fox News.
Another tenant emergency? With MPM Property Management, help is always just one call away. Our on-staff general contractor and broker handle maintenance issues quickly and professionally. With 24/7 emergency support, from leasing to maintenance, we're here for you. No hidden fees, no surprises, just reliable service, happy tenants, and peace of mind for property owners. MPM Property Management. We handle the hard stuff, so you don't have to. Visit PassoPM.com or call today.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, we're going to have some of that wet stuff today and maybe steady by this afternoon, and highs only in the mid to upper 60s. And some rain going into this evening, then tapering off later. And overnight lows with some clouds in the mid-40s. And then we'll have sunshine later on your Friday. Highs expected to reach the mid-70s. On your Saturday, low 80s, upper 80s Sunday and Monday, low 80s Tuesday, Wednesday 90, and next Thursday, upper 80s. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:51 a.m., 8:11 p.m. We are at 53 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. All right, Wine and Dine Poor Fest, it's coming up. It's for our heroes, and that is, of course, Honor Flight Central Coast. They're having the big event coming up June 6th, and that will take place at the Astoria Warbird Museum. Wine, some beer, some food, silent and live auctions. It's always fun. It's for a great cause. Just $100 per person. Sponsorships are still available. Tickets are limited. From 5:30 till 9. And again, ticket proceeds benefit Honor Flight Central Coast. And I'll be having Bear McGill on with me Monday. All right, so go to honorflightccc.org. Okay. Also, we have the Pioneer Museum Family Fun Day coming up on June 14th from 11 till 4. You're going to have some games and things to do and a little bit to eat, a little bit to drink. And it is free to attend. Free to attend. That's the Pioneer Museum Family Fun Day, Sunday, June 14th from 11 until 4. Write that down and have some fun and help support the museum. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Remember, they've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Hello. There it is. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, let's see here. What do we have? What do we have? Our local celebrities leading things off this morning. Okay. Melinda Calderon. We have Andrea Calderon. Margarita Miller. Mike McConnell. Christina Maldonado. Richard Dutton. Ron Nodder. Stephanie Smith. Giovanni Nicolay. Jimmy Brand, Corinne Drummond, Jennifer Price, Gabrielle Hikara, John Polito, and Hannah Roddick. Those are your local celebrities. Do unto them or whatever you do. Wish them a happy birthday. Let's see here. This thing that just clicked off. That's nice. Okay, I kind of gave it the old Napomo salute. Thomas More, the poet, 1779, 1852. Jim Thorpe, All-American, 1888, 1953. Onward we go with Ian Fleming. Bond, James Bond, martini guy. 1908, 1964, T. Boone Walker. Yeah. All right. Guitar player, 1910, 1975. Onward we go with one of the great basketball players, the logo, Jerry West, 1938-2024. Rudy Giuliani, 1944. Gladys Knight and the Pips, 1944. Sandra Locke, 1944. She died in 2018. John Fogerty of CCR, 1945. One of my favorite country singers of all time, the honky-tonk great from the 70s, and he is a Kentucky boy, Gary Stewart. Out of hand. I can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. 1945, he took his own life in 2003. Bruce Taylor, College Football Hall of Famer, played with the Niners, 1949. Who else do we have on this? Mark Howe, Olympic silver gold medalist, played in the World Hockey League, and his dad was Gordy. 1955, Kirk Gibson, you Dodger fans will remember. 1957, Brandon Cruz, 1962, Christy Miller, the actress. Krista Miller, rather, 1964. Glenn Rice, he was a good basketball player, 1967. Who else is on this list here? Marco Rubio, 1971. Ronald Curry, he played with the Raiders, but this guy, when he was in Carolina, he was Mr. Basketball and Mr. Football and played both at the University of North Carolina. Ronald Curry was born in 1979. Percy Harvin, pretty good receiver, 1988, and there you go. Passing away on this day, Maya Angelou, 2014. Audie Murphy, American hero, he died in 1971. Bo Hopkins from the Rockford Files and others, he died in 2022. Gary Coleman, what you talking about, Willis, 2010. Martha Scott, 2003. Phil Hartman, he was killed by his wife in 1998. Who else was born or died on this day? Noah Webster, 1843. And that is it. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He was considered the greatest athlete of the first 50 years here in the last century. And what an athlete he was. He, again, yeah, you have to put this in the times. And he was a big man. He was 6'1", about 210, 215 pounds, going back 100 years. He was running the 100-yard dash in 10 seconds. He ran the 200 in 21.8. He ran the 440, and it does, well, it doesn't say here. 51.8. And then, of course, he won the Olympics. I think it was, 1913 Olympics? 1912 Summer Olympics. He won two gold medals in the classic pentathlon and the other in the decathlon. And he also got in trouble. He lost those medals because he was found out that he had been paid for playing in semi-pro baseball. And he did play pro baseball for the New York Giants under John McGraw for a very short time. And life became difficult after he left athletics. He played until he was 41. He was one of the members of the what would become the NFL. And he drifted from job to job. He had issues with alcoholism and stuff like that. And his life was pretty tough in the last few years of his life. And he died in Southern California in 1953. Broke. His wife basically pleaded to help bury him. It was a sad ending to one of the great athletic accomplishments or athletes of our time, or within the lifetime of some. Jim Thorpe to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services has announced the passing of its former fire chief, Michael Paul McCain. McCain passed away peacefully at the age of 77 on May 17th. There will be a procession with Mike's family from Chapel de Roses to Pine Mountain Cemetery in Atascadero on May 29th for the graveside service beginning at 11 a.m. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District is pleased to announce the appointment of a new director of district data assessment and plan alignment. Torin Castillo will serve in this role. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies today with about a quarter inch of rain. Highs in the mid-50s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage. MarsMegaStorage.com.
Over 30 years after his death, he was reinstated in the medals. It's been not a controversy, but somewhat of an issue in where he got them. But near the end of his life, his wife Patricia pleaded for help, saying, "We're broke. He has nothing but his name and his memories." And again, he was only 65. He died in March 28th in 1953. This hour was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.